Call meeting to order.
Brad is out today. He has the flu. Do we have anyone for public comment?
Nope.
And can I have a motion to approve meeting, the minutes from last meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And purchase orders, I'll send those around. Lisa had a question. She called me on the phone about the TV, was it?
Yes.
I understand that is the TV.
We already bought it.
Yeah, there's only one. Not, you meant, you said something about three on the phone, but...
There's three bids.
There's three bids.
Yeah.
Just one TV.
We had somebody in our last meeting look at that and say why.
Here's my issue, and I'm just going to make it upfront, is that I have a $2,000 TV right here.
No.
Or a $1,900?
$1,200.
$1,200. TV here. I have a $1,200 TV, I'm sure, as much in the fishbowl.
No, that's, I think the TV in the fishbowl is like $300.
Is it?
Yeah. $350 maybe.
You have one in your office, correct? Doug has one in his office.
A TV?
Mm-hmm.
They're not a TV, they're monitors.
TV monitor.
Yeah.
Him, ha, I don't care. It is a cost to the taxpayers that I think is a bit much. So that's my concern, and I continue to see these come up, and I have a problem with it. So.
Well, I'd say not addressing all the monitors in the county, but this particular monitor, it seems like a reasonable expense. We had a, that projector is outdated. It doesn't have an HDMI input. And
okay.
This is what I'm seeing, you know, businesses go to. It's cheap, you know, big monitors have gotten so cheap. It's cheaper to do this than it is to get a projector.
Didn't we have a screen up here?
There still is.
I think it was
still there. There still is, but we have laptops, and we use what's called Miracast, if you're familiar with it.
No.
And you put your laptop down wirelessly, and it projects to the monitor, and you show everybody the spreadsheet that you're working on. Or we're using the one in the another conference room working on the mission statement. We had Doug's staff meeting with all the managers in there. And that's the world I came from. That's what we did. Doug has one in his office because I came in there and I said, he goes, look at this. And I'm like, Doug, how can you have people lean over your shoulder to look at it? Because he worked in government too and wasn't used to what the business world does is. And where I came from, everybody had a big enough monitor that if you wanted to show somebody something, they could look at it. And we had huddle rooms.
I agree with you because I have it in a corporate world, but I think the issue is spending the money if it's not really needed in the government sector is a totally different thing than a corporation.
Sure.
I understand what you're saying. I understand both sides of this, but...
And, again, I'm just bringing it to the fore that I have some issues with it because I keep seeing them pop up and cost and this and that, and I'm not 100% on board that just because that's what happens in the corporate world that I need it here for the taxpayers to pay for.
Okay.
And to have multiples all over. And maybe that's the need, and somewhat, I just need more justification and just a little more empathy. So,
can you tell us a little more about the benefits that you've seen since you switched over to these? I mean,
well, whenever we have a meeting, you can bring your laptop up and plug it in, and you can just switch from one to another. They used to have to log in to a computer down here, and you don't have your stuff on it. We're mobile. You know, I might be down here. In the morning, we might have three of these conference rooms all filled at the same time with different stuff going on, so people need to be able to project and look and see. It's about collaboration.
I just didn't see it work as well, and there's always confusion within the fishbowl, so it's... I understand you guys think technology is great, but I don't see it working always that well, that great, and people can't get it to work.
I think technology is great.
I think it's great.
All technology, anything we can do that will allow us to collaborate, but the question is it needed in a government setting where the taxpayer pays for it? That's the question.
Okay.
Gadgets are good.
Huh?
Gadgets are good, right?
I mean, gadgets are probably
when they
great.
Cooperate.
Well,
Well, I'm going to keep sending those around, and we'll vote on them at the end of the meeting. So, let's see, the purchase orders. And purchases between 5 and 35K, we have one for this truck. We got more paperwork on that. We have that. For $5,000 for a truck that was unused at community development.
For what now?
You bought a truck from community development?
For $5,000, it has, I think.
They wouldn't sell it to you for a dollar?
No, I tried, believe me. I tried.
They cannot.
They had to get fair market value out of it.
It was probably paid for with a grant. They probably can't just give it away.
You are correct.
Yes.
And therefore, it cannot.
And what's IT going to use the truck?
GIS. We're on it. You'll see another thing come through. We're going to market the, and Dave can speak to it more, really. He goes out in neighborhoods, people don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. And he says, hi, I'm GIS.
This is in place. We were talking about one last month. So, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I like it. Can I have a motion to approve this purchase request?
Second.
Ann?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Bruce?
Aye.
Lisa?
Yes, and thank you for getting a used truck and not buying a brand new one.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing. And on to this, the consulting services. You want to talk to them?
Okay. So Ace Technology is a company that we've called a couple times whenever we've had emergencies. They've been through CJIS background, criminal justice information system training, so they can access certain things. Every time we've contacted them, it's been an emergency. We had people walk out whenever they got a new position at a startup. And so we wanted to look at what we needed to be aligned. Then, and that was about maybe $500. Then we had a password that was unencrypted, and we wanted to have somebody from the outside look at their professional service. So anyway, we went $31 over the $5,000 mark. So the auditor said that we need to have this done. So that's why we have this. We are not paying them $5,250. That's what we've paid them over the past 7 or 8 months since June last year. And if you look in there, you'll see the last thing. And the reason we have that is a truck or a car hit a power pole and it knocked the power out of the criminal justice center, which had a cascade effect. The generator inside there didn't kick on, mm-hmm. which brought the network down. Mm-hmm. And so we needed assistance and another set of eyes and expertise to help out. And that's why we use them.
Is this a company or a person?
It's a company.
How many employees are there?
I don't know.
I mean, is it a handful? Or is this?
I think it's a bunch, probably about 30 or 40, I imagine. They work with other police departments and municipalities in the area.
How do we get a hold of these people?
Whenever the people left, I actually called a friend of mine in St. Louis that I'd gotten to know that runs the TWA dome and whatever it's called this week. Yeah, and he gave me a couple names, and I called him and met with him. One of them was Delcheck, too. But Delcheck is over in Chesterfield. These guys are in Madison County.
The thing is, these are several small purchases for emergencies over the last several months. And I've never seen the auditor do this before, where they came back and said, well, you spent here and here and here and here. We're going to lump it all together, and you need under one, you need to approve it by the committee. I don't recall them ever doing that with any other committee.
What's their rationale?
Me? I don't know. They said that they just want to make sure that they're all on in line, I guess, or needed. I don't really know. I can share it with y'all if you'd like. Probably 20 pages back and forth of email with the auditor where she told me, are they on a preferred vendor list? And I said, no. And she said, well, they need to be on a preferred vendor list. And I read the signature report and I know you're on the finance committee, so you probably did. And the first thing on there, at the bottom of the first page, it says impropriety with the highway department having a preferred vendor list. And then the next page is facilities. And these are contrary to county policy. And I asked her, how do I get one? What's the policy? She goes, well, that's a gray area. I read the policy because I'm kind of nerdy like that. I like, you know, I like being able to read it so I understand it. And you can't have one. So what we would need to do, if anything, and I propose for next month, is we make a purchase agreement that we can spend up to $1,000 with this company, or $2,000 in an emergency case, and be able to have them provide service if we need it. Because when we need it, we need it. And we can't go out for bid. And the policy also says that if it's an emergency or professional service, you don't have to go out for bid anyway. So I don't know what the problem is, other than IT's IT, and they don't understand what we do.
So these were all emergency situations.
Yes.
Yeah, it just the way we lump it together here, it makes it look like we're spending an additional $5,000. We're not doing that. We're only spending a couple hundred dollars here. Everything else was paid off months ago.
It was
$1,000. And it went through under the POs, right. You know, months ago.
$400, $1,000, $200.
But we have to go through this to get the auditor's office to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
do that.
Let me.
Sure.
So there's no some of them have a description of why. How was stuff like this handled in the past?
I don't remember this situation, and I don't know if it's just a matter of the auditor's office making a stink now. And they've never done that in the past. I don't know.
So work with Chris.
They've done this before. Oh, this very same
to
thing.
To update an expired SSL cert. Mm-hmm. How would they do that in the past?
And justifiably so. I mean, they're very cautious. They're account business. Excuse my language. But they are. You talk to anybody, it doesn't have anything to do with politics. So they're hard to deal with sometimes.
Essentially, we're having an issue with Active Directory Federation Services. GIS was down, and we didn't have very good documentation on it. And I needed just another set of eyes to help me through it. That's really what it was.
A purchase here and a purchase there has never been.
No, I mean, if that's what you mean.
I don't remember that being lumped together like this.
But I don't remember ever seeing the small purchases.
They're all isolated events, too.
Right.
Just like, which, I mean, they're clearly separate. They're not all unified.
So went on site to assist during a recovery of systems due to power outage. How did we fix it last time? We did it with the on-site staff, or the employees that were here. Okay. And we don't have the employees. Got it. Employee investigation.
What's
that?
We had a guy, a gentleman, unencrypt a password. You want to talk about it?
It was essentially just had a gentleman unencrypt a password or whatever, and we just wanted to figure, and he wasn't authorized to do so. So we wanted to take a further look and make sure that.
And I believe before we did this, I called.
Yeah,
the chair. And I think every one of these I've called Jamie on them.
Yeah. And everything checked out with the employees fine. That's just at the time we were concerned.
Is there a question of the fact that they're all for the same company, or that you didn't go out to bid, or, I mean,
It's that they're over $5,000 within 7 months with the same company. But if we put them on a preferred vendor list, it wouldn't be a problem. But I don't want to put them on a preferred vendor list because from what I read in the policy, we don't have one. I would rather say if we have an emergency, we can use this company and we do a contract with them for 50 hours for $2,000 or something, or whatever we come up with and they agree to, and on an as-needed basis, something like that.
Are there other vendors, though? I guess that, to me, a preferred vendor list is you have a couple options to pick from. It's not just this company.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're...
Yeah, well, there's Delcheck and them. And there's the people that left work for another company, and I'm sure they would like to get in here. But I don't know if we'd have to have an offline discussion about that because they did work here and were prior employees. I don't know if that'd be good or not. I don't have a problem with any of them. I just don't know. But these guys have knowledge and skills because they have a lot of resources. They're a startup still, and they're just getting their feet start, you know, feet wet.
I mean, it's, I guess, what if they're too busy to work or they can't do what you need? Then how are you have another emergency?
Well, hopefully that don't happen, but if it does, then we'll have to call Dalechuk, which is in Chesterfield, but he lives in Highland. And then there's other people and resources too, which is one of the nice things about networking is you find out people that can help you out and ask questions. My best contact probably is Don up at DuPage County. And I'd ask him, you know, if he need be. I mean, there's in the real world, something bad happens, you can fly people in. I know we don't want to do that here. We want to rely on on-site local resources. And we try and use Madison County the most.
I mean, does Dell and them charge the same amount of money?
It depends on what the stuff is. Dalechuk mainly does help desk stuff, so that's what they're geared towards. So they would run like a help desk like we have here. They outsource that. That's their main focus. They have people that could help out, but it'd be limited.
So I guess my question is for this company. Are they hourly, or is it like by a project?
They're hourly.
Hourly. What's their hourly rate?
I can go look.
It might say it on the invoices, yeah. Actually.
125.
Oh, it does. I got to put my glasses.
So it should say on the invoice.
What's the point of
giving an invoice? I'm not telling you how much they're charging.
Would you like a motion to approve this?
Yes, I would, sir.
I make a motion to
thank
approve
you.
This.
Second.
Thank you. Ann?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Aye.
Lisa?
Yes.
And I say yes.
So can you do me a favor, though, just kind of put together a plan for how you'll handle emergency services going forward and have a backup?
Okay.
Right? Just so everybody's on the same page,
sure.
And nobody... Okay, sorry. Good luck.
Yeah. Go real fast. Enjoy.
Okay. On to the resolutions. We have our sand storage rate from last month. And here, I'll send this around. They did go out for bids, and it turned out the original bidder did get the low bid.
I think they came down a little too.
Came to about $4,000.
We've heard this before. They. What these IT companies do is you go out to a bar to get, which is a value-added reseller, to get a quote. And so they go back to the OEM to get pricing. And so the OEM knows what's going on now. And the next bar that comes to pricing doesn't get the same pricing. They rig it so the first guy that go to the OEM for pricing, he's going to get the bid because they give him such low pricing.
Because there's a referral fee for whoever gets,
There's no way around it, but... We have to go out for bids to, you know, we can't.
Right.
We got to have it multiple bids. So it doesn't look good if we don't.
Okay.
So thank you for putting up with me being difficult last month.
No, it's all right.
About doing this. So can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Ann?
Yep.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Aye.
Lisa?
Yes.
And I say yes. Thank you. Manager reports. Brian? No, Brian?
No.
Okay. How about Dave? What's up? Anything for the manager reports?
Not much. I'm just trying to finish up with sewer a little bit, but now we're waiting for their TV truck because everything's very hard to find. Mm-hmm. So we need the camera down the line, and there's sonar to try to help us find some. And we're still automating a few internal applications here and there for various departments.
And then Chris?
The only thing I had to add would be that he made an offer to a sysadmin. He accepted, expecting to start in January, pending drug test, which he's supposed to take tomorrow, and then see just compliance. If he is, if he passes those two things, he expects to start in January.
I'm sorry, you've got somebody for which position?
Systems administrator. So, and like I said, still has to pass the drug test, which he's taking tomorrow. And
where'd you find him?
We found him on Indeed.com.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's actually worked out pretty well for us this time. And everything actually, it's like advertising or whatever on there. I bumped it up a little bit. It cost like $200 or whatever to actually like do the ad, but we got a good guy.
Good. So,
local.
Yeah, lives in Glen Carter.
Right. Doesn't want to have to pay to park. He works downtown.
Or the drive.
Yeah, so that because he asked about salary, how flexible we were with it to negotiate and benefits, and I threw in he didn't have to pay for parking, and he said, yeah, well, that's...
1% up.
Yeah, John threw that in.
What was it?
That's right, yeah.
1% payroll tax living or working in St. Louis City.
So that sold the deal on the follow-up interview.
And so is that all for manager reports?
I'd like to tell you guys that next year the GMIS, which is the Government Management Information Systems National Conference, is going to be held in St. Louis. I'm on the steering committee for it to try and set it up and hopefully get some time over here in MADCO. I talked with the chairman and we're going to look at using MCT buses to bring people from the convention center over to Monk's Mound because it's a national heritage site and that's in MADCO. So I'm working on that.
Okay. Let's see. Back to the purchase orders. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Aye.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I say yes. Thank you. And any old business? Any new business? And we don't need an executive session. So motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If I don't see you, I'll have a Merry Christmas.